welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Every time I do the woo, I always think of my friends because they're always like, you need to say that every time because we laugh. And I'm like, fine, I'll just do it. So you know who you are. It's for you and for you only because I really would not be doing that. We have a lot to talk about today. It's been 2 weeks. I did not record last week, so I'm very excited for this. I do want to say thank you to everyone that had the positive reviews on my YouTube episode of Social Blend that I recorded with Kiara Flowers about astrology. Everyone loved it. They were like, it's great. I'm so happy to see you, like, you know, talk and, you know, do the podcast. Because a lot of people are like, you know, that I should record. And I was like, you know what, now's a great time, especially with everything happening. We can't, you know, really, you know, see each other. So the best thing to do is, you know, do it through Zoom, which was great. I loved it. It was like such a great experience. It was my first experience with Zoom, and I was very pleased about it. So thank you so much for everyone that had those positive reviews about it. A few things I did this past weekend that I'll go into. Well, I have a few things. First of all, I got in a little feud with a celebrity, which I'll talk about. She's not really a celebrity. She's a D-lister. But anyway, we'll talk about that. But first, I wanted to say that I went jet skiing. Finally, I have my boating license. I've had it for almost 2 years now. And I have yet to ride the jet ski. Like, my brother got a jet ski. And he always rides it, and all my siblings ride it all the time. I don't know what happened, but I used to be the kind, I was like such a guy. Now I'm like such a baby. I don't do anything. But I used to, like, we used to have go-karts, quads, dirt bikes. I would do everything. I was such a daredevil. I loved it all. I loved the thrill. Now I'm like so scared, but I hopped on the jet ski. I was shaking the whole time. I was freaking out. I got off of the jet ski and my hands were like shaky. I couldn't stop. I'm like, it was a lot to handle because when you're on the jet ski, you have to look all over the place. Like, you need to do a 360 and look every angle you can because boats could be coming at you. Other jet skis could be coming at you. You don't know what's going on. And you have to keep an eye on every single corner you can. So that was a lot. Plus, I had glasses on, and the water just keeps hitting you in the face, and it fogs up the glasses. And I'm like, I can't see. What is going on? So that was a lot for me. So, but it was a lot of fun at the end. I did it. I did, you know, I got off and then I went back on. The second time I went back on, I was definitely more comfortable and I was able to kind of do more and speed more. So that was definitely fun. But then that same night, I was on Twitter, as I always am, you know, checking through my feed. And I saw a video of a girl. She was swimming in the New York Bay. She had like the Statue of Liberty in the background. And I was like, that is so nasty. Like, we don't know how many, you know, bodies we're swimming with. Like, hello, the mob. And then I realized, I'm like, holy shit. I swim in the same waters. We live in New Jersey. And it's right now, it's the same water. So then I freaked out because I'm like, that's disgusting. Do you know how many times I swallowed water at the beach? And now all that goes through my head is like, we are swimming with bodies, like dead bodies in the water. Now, I don't know if there are dead bodies. I'm not saying like there are, because I don't have time for the FBI to come knocking on my door asking me this, but I feel like there most likely are bodies in our waters, don't you all think? So, especially New York, like, and where that bay is, you are next to Jersey City, Hoboken, Staten Island, and New York City, and Brooklyn. So you are in the midst of the most mob-filled areas of all time, throwing bodies like it's fish in the water. So listen, we never know. So I was like really taken back from that. Lastly, yes, we have, I don't even want to talk about it, but I feel like it's a great time to talk about it because this is a person who just wants TV time. And yes, we all want TV time. That's great, blah, blah, blah. But not when it comes to something that people suffer through a lot. And this is what kills me. So on last week's episode of Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I will be talking about later on when we do TV talk, Lisa Rinna had her children on the show to talk about their eating disorders, which I thought was great to, you know, kind of have this opportunity to talk about eating disorders. Then I come to find out that Lisa Rinna's daughter said that she was forced to go on the show to talk about her eating disorder so her mom could have a storyline. She didn't say it like that, but that's how it came off as. That's when you lose me as a person. That's when I want to literally ruin you, okay? So I didn't say anything. I was like, whatever. I was like, it's disgusting, but that's it. So now Lisa Rinna posts a video on Instagram, and in the caption, it says, warning, this may cause eating disorders, and it's a video of her dancing, because Garcelle, which is one of the housewives, said, do you think your dancing is a reason why your daughters have an eating disorder? Okay, so that's a little, I don't know, but you don't write that. Like, warning, this may cause an eating disorder. Like, playing with it to get that little buzz, I do not like that. So I commented and I said, stop putting your children on the show to talk about their eating disorders so you could have a little showtime, a storyline, and because it's a trend. It's not a trend. It's a real life thing and people go through it and suffer every single day. Either if you're fat or if you're skinny, you still are going to look at yourself in the mirror and have something wrong with you. And that is when I want to freak out. So then I let it go and I just posted that comment to really just like let that out of me because I was really, really angry at that point. Lisa Rinna then messages me and says, okay, George, and then she blocks me on Instagram. So I'm not mad. I'm annoyed. She knows what she's doing. She knows she is wrong, and she just blocks me. So my voice is no longer heard. So this is a PSA to Lisa Rinna and to everybody that an eating disorder is a serious thing. It's nothing to joke about, and it's never a trend. I love the motorcycles driving around. So it is disgusting to me that this is a woman who is on our TVs and this is what she does. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. I'm not going to go into any further mess about it, but that's just how I feel. Okay, time to talk about topics. So it's been 2 weeks, so we do have a nice amount of topics, which is great. Like I was saying on like earlier episodes, like with the pandemic, a lot has been on hold. Like we haven't heard any topics. Everything has really been around the virus and all of that stuff and like the movements and all of that. But now we finally have like topics to get into. So the first one we will start off with is Cameron Diaz. So 2 weeks ago, she was talking with Gwyneth Paltrow. I think Gwyneth Paltrow either has her own podcast or she does like this thing on her YouTube channel. But anyway, they were talking and Cameron Diaz announced that she did retire from acting. And I give her such a round of applause. That is something, you know, you really need to think about. So that's great that she thought that, you know, this was a time. I have a child now. I'm married. I think it's time to end this all and really focus on my family. Because a lot of celebrities, which is fine. I'm not saying it's not good to, you know, keep acting and doing and having a job. But a lot of celebrities kind of don't focus on their children and just keep moving into, you know, acting or singing or whatever it is. So for her to stop and say, really let me focus on my child and my family is a great thing. They're gonna have such a strong bond in the end. also probably to get away from the pedophiles, but that's another episode. Talking about it, Ellen and her lies. This is a great one, okay? We have Ellen DeGeneres, the woman who sits around on the Ellen Show and talks about love and happiness and to stay together. And it's really all bullshit at the end of the day. And a lot of people that have been saying, is it even true? I don't know. I say this to them. We are not happy every day of our life. We don't sit around and are happy and smiling and ha ha and hee hee. And if you are like that, you are lying to yourself and everybody around you. People are not happy all the time. There's times where you're upset, there's times of anger, and there's times where you're hurt. Everyone has all of the emotions, okay? So the fact that people come around saying that they don't and that they're always happy 100 times is lies, okay? So for her, her lies are catching up to her. So now what's going on is that all of her workers, okay, and her co-workers are coming out and saying that she is rude, she is not who she says she is on TV and who she portrays to be. Okay, other than, you know, the sex trafficking and the Wayfair and blah, 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 we are going to talk about this part of there are people coming out saying that their work environment are not to their standards and that they are having a rough time working with her. They're not allowed to look at her. They're not allowed to even say hi to her. It's fucked up. What kind of work environment is that? No one wants that. So now we have celebrities like Katy Perry, like Kevin Hart, like Ashton Kutcher, which I was surprised because Ashton Kutcher is all about, you know, helping children get out of the sex trafficking. And now he's like protecting Ellen, who, my God, what was that? That was like a choke and almost a sneeze. Anyway, who literally is so rude to her employees, and now she's being outed for it, and now they're all trying to cover it up. Now, I understand what it is. It's almost like working, you know, at your job, and an employee, something happened, and you're, you know, protecting them. I get it, but guess what? This is a serious thing. She's making people not like their job, and that's messed up. There's so many stories. We could go into this all day. I don't have time for that, but it is messed up. We're going to follow this. We're going to see what happens, but it looks like her show will not be happening anymore. Three of the main executors of the show have either resigned or were fired. I'm not sure. They probably just resigned, but it is messed up, and I hope the people that work there really get respected, okay, and really go to a job where they're happy with. And I hope if they do let her go for her own show that they get someone new, and I hope that person treats them with respect, because I feel like everybody in this world should be treated with respect unless they are rude. If you are rude to me, I will be rude right back to you, okay? So we're going to end it there. See, I get so mad. I get so furious with this kind of stuff because these are people that everyone loves and they're really not who they say they are. And it's fucked up. Wow. I'm using a lot of F words today. Next, we have the amazing. We have WAP. Okay. WAP is a bop. I will say that WAP is a certified bop on Social Blend. We love it here. We respect it here. We love the video. We love Kylie Jenner in the video. We love it all. We are, oh my God. The video is amazing. Okay, so it's a lot. It's a lot to talk about. It is. But we have a great song with WAP. Okay, hoes in this house, got some hoes in this house. I mean, that alone was just great. And, you know, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, they really came and destroyed that song. I mean, it's a great song. It's, you know, that last final summer bop that we all needed to kind of enter the realm of the fall season. So thank you so much to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion for that. Then we get a music video. The music video is amazing, iconic, a bop, liberating. It's amazing. And these people are bashing it. That's too much and it's too raunchy and it's too that. Grow up. We are living in a world where, I'm not even going to say it, but we are living in crazy times right now, okay? And they are worried about women that are embracing their bodies and confident in their bodies. You will never see me doing that. That was amazing. I love it. But also, I'm someone who loves women winning. Okay, so that's also, that has a lot to do with it too. I am a guy who likes to see females winning all the time, and for me that's an amazing thing, and I love, and men too, I love everyone succeeding, but it's nice to see a woman succeeding because I feel like they're thrown in a ringer with a bunch of other females and they always feel like they have to fight each other for it. So it's awesome to see this. The music video was amazing. Kylie Jenner, I'm so sorry, sweetie, that these people are so rude to you. You did amazing. You looked amazing. I thought you were going to start rapping. I thought you were going to announce your career on the music video, but you didn't. We're all rooting for you. Love you so much. If you're watching, listening, but yeah, what a video, what a song. I loved it. Next, we have the VMAs. They were originally supposed to be at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. They have now been moved to outdoors, which is awesome because we just found out that Gaga is performing. And I heard that she's either going to be performing on the ferry, on the Staten Island Ferry, or they're saying in Times Square, which is awesome. I hope she does a full thing of her album Chromatica throughout the whole, you know, her performance. She's probably able to do that. So we're excited for this. I'm happy. I'm finally like excited to watch the VMAs again. So it's going to be on August 30th. It's a Sunday. And Gaga is in the lead for 9 nominations. And I think also Ariana Grande. I think she has 8 or no, I think she has 9 too. I don't know. A lot of reports were saying Gaga's in the lead, so I don't know why, if it's both of them. All right, anyway, so yeah, I'm excited for that. Who else is performing? Oh, I forgot now. I think Doja Cat. I don't know. There's a few, but I'm excited for it. Next, we have Megan Thee Stallion. Again, she popped up in the news, but this is really, really messed up to me. Megan Thee Stallion, she was forced to show her injuries. People were saying that she actually wasn't shot in the foot. See, this is why I like when women are winning, because people bash them every second. And that's not right. That's disgusting. If a woman is shot, she is shot, and that's it. I don't know why these people need proof to see that she was actually shot. So she did. She showed them proof. And, you know, it looks crazy that she was actually shot. And it's sad that this is the world we're living in. But I don't know. That's it. That's all I could say about that. And lastly, in today's topics, we have Paris Hilton. She has a new documentary coming out on Original or YouTube. What is it called? YouTube Original Series, I think. It's going to be on YouTube, and it's called This is Paris. It comes out September 14th. Here's a trailer.
All right, wait, go back, do it again, real walk. Paris.
What do you mean I'm not on a runway?
Paris.
I feel like the whole world thinks they know me.
That's hot. That's hot.
Sorry, I'm so used to, like, playing a character that it's, like, hard for me to, like, be normal.
No one really knows who I am.
I'm always putting on this facade or just, like, happy, perfect life.
Have fun.
And are you happy?
Sometimes.
They say trauma. The mind may forget, but the body never forgets. And it's trapped in you, and it can come out whenever.
Stop!
I don't even know who I am sometimes. I didn't used to be that way.
Wow. So you could catch the full documentary September 14th. If you want to watch it for yourself, I think it's 3 minutes long. I showed you a minute. But this is, I mean, she's going to tell something that has never happened to her before. And it's, that's scary. So I love you so much, Paris. Wow. People are thinking it's either, you know, she was sexually abused or like sexually assaulted. They're thinking she went to this camp when she was younger and they kind of starved her. And it was just a horrible scene, I guess. And, you know, it's all speculation. She's not really saying too much, though. If you hear in the trailer, it's not a lot. So we get very little. So they definitely want us to watch this. But I'm excited to see the real true Paris, because people really bash her, but she was such a trendsetter. She literally brought reality TV to our world. So without her, I really don't think we would have had the Kardashians. We wouldn't have had any of those types of reality shows, and she really pushed that. So I'm excited. I will definitely be watching. Okay, we finally made it to TV Talk. It's kind of a new segment. I've done it here and there on previous episodes, but I wanted to talk a lot about, like, different TV shows. Not, like, too much in depth, but just, like, to kind of give you some options, ideas, if you are thinking of watching these shows. And this is what I've currently been watching and what else is coming around. So, first we have Selling Sunset, which thank you so much to my great friends Daisy and Jessica for giving me this recommendation. So it's on Netflix. They have 3 seasons. I'm currently on season 2. I'm in mid-season. Great show. So basically what it's about is a real estate company and they're just selling houses to the rich. And it's a bunch of girls and 2 guys, and they just, you know, sometimes they're fighting, sometimes they're hugging each other. It's like a typical reality show. And then they're selling houses too. I'm talking like $20 million homes. So it's on Sunset Boulevard, and they sell a lot of homes in that area, in Beverly Hills, Bel Air. So it's an awesome show. They definitely make LA look nicer than what it really is, but yeah, I love it. It's an awesome show. If you like reality TV, you should definitely watch it. Okay, next we have The Housewives of Potomac. This is one of my favorite franchises. It's in Potomac, Maryland. It's one of the richest spots in Maryland. Very prestigious, very, you know, rich, a lot of money. And it's a huge, huge black community that live there. A lot of rich people. So it's an awesome show. They're on season 5 currently. It's on every Sunday at 9 on Bravo. But if you wanted to watch previous seasons, you could either watch it on Hulu or most on demands. You know, different, what is it called? Like your TV cable box. You could watch it on demand from there. They should have every season. If not, I definitely know for a fact that Hulu has it. Next, we have the Beverly Hills Housewives. The Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is in LA. They're on season 10 currently on Bravo. We have some, I've talked about it with, you know, Denise Richards and everything that's going on. I'm on Denise's side, of course, but we are currently in a chaos with Brandi Glanville, who was one of the Housewives on previous seasons, and she's kind of back and stirring up trouble.
Are you f***ing kidding me? Are you f***ing kidding me?
She's just out to get you for no reason.
And why would she be out to get you?
I have
you?
No idea.
If Brandi and Denise did sleep together, she doesn't have to tell these ladies. That's for our business.
I want to get to the bottom of it, though.
You guys, I'm going through so much stuff. It has nothing to do with any of us. It has nothing to do with the show. And Bravo, Bravo, Bravo. Honey, you have to stop saying that.
I love it. It's so good this season. I thought this season was going to be trash, and it's actually one of the best seasons they've had in a long, long time. So yeah, it's a good show. They're also, you know, a lot of rich women on that show running around, you know, flaunting their money, but yeah, it's great. So Next, we have Real Housewives of New York, which are one of my favorites. They are just crazy, insane people. That's also on Bravo. Again, all of these you could watch on Hulu. Not the newer episodes, but definitely the previous seasons. Hulu's pretty good with, you know, throwing the new seasons on there. But on demand, again, you can watch the newest episodes and a lot of previous older seasons. But New York is crazy.
Oh, hell no, bitch. Oh, hell no, bitch. Oh.
So definitely, I would say watch it. They're a crazy, crazy bunch of women on the show. Let's just say they get drunk and then they scream at each other. And let me try to get a video for you of them freaking going crazy.
Here. Everybody take your pants off. Everybody take your pants off.
Yeah, so that's them. They're a crazy bunch, but we love them. That's what we love. We love that they're crazy. And they're on season 13, I believe. I think it's season 13. We also have, so that's currently what's on. But, there's Dallas, there is Housewives of New Jersey, which is my favorite, my original ones that I would always watch. They're filming season 11 currently, and then we have Real Housewives of Orange County season 15. They just finished filming, so we should get those in the fall. We are also going to be getting a new series called The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which I'm excited for. That's coming in the fall, but they recorded everything. They took their pictures, and they are done. So I'm definitely excited for those, and that is our talk of the week. So we've made it to the end of this podcast, and like every episode, I have a quote of the week. So with this quote of the week, I was just thinking about everything that's been happening these past months and this whole 2020. I mean, we are 4 months into the new year, and it has been chaotic ever since. And like I said on a previous podcast, I was just like, to my friends, like, did you really think when we cheers on New Year's, like, Happy New Year, that this would happen? Like, that we would be in this mess? And it's crazy. It really just shows that life, you don't know what happens. So, you know, so with everything happening, I wanted to do a quote of change. I wanted a quote that would either guide us into change, if we need a change, of course. Listen, if we're living in Beverly Hills, living the life, please do not change that. Or if you want to change it, we could switch. But, yeah. So the quote of the week is, stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. So you could take that into your own thoughts and you figure it out for yourself what that means to you. I want to thank everyone that tunes in. I want to thank everyone that gives me such, you know, positive reviews, negative reviews. I love your laugh. I love your yelling. I hate your voice. I mean, I love it all. Like, I will take everything. I will take the positive, the negatives. I give it all to me. If you want to message me that you hate me, you could go and follow me on my Twitter or my Instagram, and it's at socialblendpod. If you want to like us on Facebook, you could go to @socialpodcast. That's a great one. And yeah, other than that, I will see you guys next week, and tune in next week for an all new episode. Bye.